HBOAC, this is Chris. Can I help you?
Hey, Chris, it's Jeremiah from Cardiff. How are you?
Okay.
good. I'm actually just circling back with you here. Just wanted to see if, you know, as a you're a returning customer, and wanted to see if you guys had any plans or any projects planned where you could use some capital for the business.
Okay. Interestingly enough, something more or less has come up, and I have used you before. I didn't use you the last time because the paperwork drove me crazy. Mm. Absolutely drove me crazy. And if it's going to drive me crazy again, fooey, I'll remain broke for the rest of my life. I won't take advantage of what I have in front of me.
Okay. Well, what can you let me know what drove you crazy about it so I can make sure it doesn't happen?
Gathering up all the stuff. I figured because I had worked with you before and everything, shoot, you know, okay, Chris, hey, no problem. You know, just send us the last 2 months and we're fine. Now
yeah.
You want 4 or 5 months and my DNA, my eye scan, my fecal test, you know, come on, man. And it was just nuts. Oh, and by the way, your rate was way too high. I just
okay.
worked with the one guy. It was done.
Okay. Well, let me get you. I mean, we obviously want to earn your business back. Let me see what I can do. I tell you what, I do have a lot of your information. I'm gonna go ahead and send you. I'm gonna fill out an application for you. Where basically all I'll need is your signature to make that easy on you. If you could get me, let me see. Did you?
Careful what you're saying, young man.
Yeah. Well. That's fine. I can do that for you. And then I am going to need 6 months of bank statements, though.
Don't! I even figured out a way to do it fairly fast and decently and everything. I copied off the dog on the internet and I put it in a file and I put it, give it to you, blah, blah, blah. Real quick.
Sure.
Just kind of keep it informal and everything. And I realize I'm not going to hold you to anything at all.
Sure.
There's a possibility that mm-hmm. a piece of property may be coming up. And mind you, I'm in a lot better condition now than I was a while ago.
Uh-huh.
I think I told you I went BK, everything went in the toilet, and right now I'm gaining ground again.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an opportunity to maybe pick something else up. And I'm thinking it's probably going to be about, let's say, in the $700,000 range for the property. Now, I'm guessing that you really don't care how I spend the money, just as long as I pay it back. What it will do, and I keep an eye out for this stuff. As an example, it came up for me back in 97, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I went ahead and did this, and I purchased a business for $225,000. And everybody said, no, Chris, you shouldn't do it. They're asking too much, blah, blah, yada, yada. And this was my thought, and it came true. I combined my customer base with their customer base. The businesses were very similar, if not the same. I moved 8 miles from Santa Ana to Midway City, almost a lateral move from east to west. And I was able to retain both customer bases and pay that 2.25 off in 2.5 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
No, it's not amazing. I did the numbers and it worked. Now, mind you, I've done other numbers before and fell right in the toilet.
Right.
But I did those numbers and it worked.
Oh,
now,
that's
there's
good.
A possibility of that happening again. And right now we're grossing, and between the two, I should be able to gross a real pretty penny. And that will put me in a position to take care of any type of loan I have and put myself in a darn good position. Now, I'm getting older now, so I can't be doing this too much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my question to you is, with the record that I have,
mm-hmm.
and imagine that in the past 6 months, I can tell you right now, hang on a second, I'll tell you what the growth was. Let me see, when I engaged with you, have you got the records on that yet, or that doesn't matter?
On your last 6 months, or what you've done 3 years ago?
I guess 3 years ago. So, you haven't got anything in mind right now, correct?
No, nothing of yours.
Gotcha. I mean, I don't
Current.
Know if you want to compare it to... When was it? When did I take that loan out?
2013.
Pardon?
2013.
2013, so I gave you numbers for 2012. Let me just kind of look at it real quick. Hang on a second here.
Your gross was $447,000 this year.
$447,000. Okay. Right now my gross is going to be about $800,000.
Okay.
let's not say double it. Let's just say we added a good 60-70%, okay?
Wow, okay.
Now, again, I'm not holding you to anything. How much money could I borrow from you?
Realistically, off the numbers that you're saying there, how's your credit looking right now?
I think it's real good because I've been borrowing and paying back like a madman.
Okay. What was it last time? Oh, wow. Yeah, you were at 749 last time. Okay. So let's just say you had the same.
749?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was at 749?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I have here.
Wow. I didn't think it was that good.
Yeah.
That means I have to be better. I can guarantee you that.
Okay.
Wow. Okay. My daughter, the creep, she's at 830.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay. But I'm just thinking, with the numbers you've given me, probably anywhere between 80 to 120.
Okay. I don't need that much, but okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to write down your name down and everything. I got that damn Cardiff folder. And I'll keep that in mind. Again, I won't hold you to it, but it'll give me something to work with.
Sure.
Cardiff.
I still have your email at hpautoac@yahoo.com. Do you still use that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Your name again, sir?
Jeremiah.
Oh, man. I can knock down a few syllables.
Yeah, you know, it's reputable.
858-909-8867. Yeah, you can't count on the Bible all the time back yet, kiddo. Let's see here. Okay, and let's see. Was 749 credit informal 80 to 100? You said
80 to 120 is what 30 I said.
20.
Yeah, 80 to 120 is that's the number. I'm going off, you know, your gross number saying you increased your sales by that much, you know. I'm going off the 800,000 gross number.
Gotcha.
And let me look at. You know what? I have principal here as Joan Ramirez.
Yep.
Is that who is that?
That's the wife.
Okay, her credit is 749, not yours.
Oh, excuse me.
So I don't, for some reason I don't have yours on here. I only have hers.
Yeah. After the bankruptcy, I didn't qualify too well for anything, so God knows mine is. And actually, all things considered, hers is bound to be that much more up.
Yeah, so that's awesome. So did you want me to still send you an app, Chris, and kind of a list of what I would need?
Not really.
Okay.
I got your number, 858-909-8867.
Please,
If it falls into place, great. And if it doesn't, you know, it doesn't. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to put another piece of paper in front of me. I got plenty of that going now.
Definitely. If you want, just save it in your phone as the loan guy. And anytime you need funds for anything that you can think of, just give me a call. I can help you out.
Hang on a second. I keep everything in my QuickBooks. I think you're in there. Just check it real quick.
Okay.
I think you're inactive, but you're in there. Cardiff. Okay, let's check the inactive. Oh. Now what happens is, are you familiar with QuickBooks?
No, not 100% familiar. I know I've used QuickBooks, but I'm not 100% familiar with it.
I kind of got you lost. It's in there someplace. What I do for QuickBooks, when you bring up vendors, you're going to bring up your certain vendors. Now,
right.
I'm not going to scroll down through, like, maybe 300 vendors. So what I do is I put a dash in front of the vendors that I want up at the top of the list.
Uh-huh.
So the dash comes first, and you got all these dashes, about 20 dashes. But then I have the relative frequently used vendors in, you know, behind the dashes. And I may have put you under a certain dash, so I don't know where the hell you are now.
That could have been it.
Let's see, I'm looking real quick here. And I may not have had you under Cardiff, because, you know, like, sometimes whoever handles the loan or the money, you know, the people that pick up the money.
Yeah.
That's who
could be under them. Okay, I see.
So So I'm not going to look. I just want to make that note that you gave me, everything you gave me, your telephone number, your name and everything, and Joni's credit score. And just put it in there because that's where I keep it. If it's not in my QuickBooks, it doesn't exist.
Okay.
Okay, real good. Appreciate it, kiddo.
Hey, no problem.
Maybe we'll talk to you later.
Absolutely, Chris. If anything comes up, or even if you just have a question, just give me a ring.
Who's taking the cup next year?
Who's taking the cup next year? It's a great question. If I had to pick,
You got nothing, huh, kid? I would say
Brazil.
See, you know, doggone it. You kids are just so out of it. The NHL, dude.
The NHL Cup. Oh, okay. I would say San Jose Sharks.
Now you're floating. Now you're really floating. They did make the finals this year, and they had never ever made them before.
Yeah, now you got to build off the momentum there. That's what you got to do.
But that's fair. I'll give you a little bit of credit. All right, thanks for talking there.
Hey, absolutely, Chris. I appreciate it. Appreciate your time.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.